On March 2nd, 2009, the first Pharmacy Podcast episode was published about pharmacy technology and customer service. Today, we celebrate the Pharmacy Podcast Networks. We want to recognize and thank all of our sponsors for helping us grow the Pharmacy Podcast Network. A special thanks to our incredibly talented podcast co-hosts. And especially a huge thank you to our listeners for making the Pharmacy Podcast Network the number one podcast in the world about the business of pharmacy. And now, here's a man addicted to coffee, Pittsburgh lover, avid ATV rider, father of four daughters, all the madness, and the second to last Jedi, your host and the founder of the Pharmacy Podcast Network and pharmacy's number one fan, Todd Urey.
Pharmacy Podcast Nation, this is the founder of the Pharmacy Podcast Network, Todd Urey, and I can't believe that I'm saying this because it's been a long road to this day, but this is our 1,000th episode, and that is a collective. This is you. When you're listening, this is your platform. You are the pharmacist. I am your greatest fan, but you're the one out there, the hub of healthcare, helping these patients, helping physicians, helping nurse practitioners, helping assistants, helping PAs to literally drive healthcare in the direction that it must go for the better life of all of our patients. I have three very special guests helping us to celebrate the 1,000th episode. I'd like to reintroduce to the network Nathan Purcell with so many of my personal support organizations, but Nathan is leading the charge on the American Pharmacy Purchasing Alliance. Welcome to the 1,000th episode, Nathan.
First, congratulations, and thanks for having me.
Also, we have Brian Nightingale. Brian Nightingale is the Senior Vice President of Community and Specialty Pharmacy and President of Good Neighbor Pharmacy at AmerisourceBergen. What an honor to have you here, Brian. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Todd. It's certainly an honor to be here as well, and also very strong congratulations for hitting 1,000.
Thank you. And no stranger to the Pharmacy Podcast Nation and network, and my dear friend and guidance and mentor and someone that has taught me much about the pharmacist's role in our healthcare system, Mr. Ken Sternfeld. How are you?
Well, Todd, I'm thrilled to be here, but honestly, I have no idea why I'm here with this tremendous company. I want to congratulate you. I got an invite to a celebration. I thought there'd be food and cake and everything, and I got to tell you, this is just an amazing accomplishment. 1,000 of anything. This is Hall of Fame material for you as a podcaster. So I'm just happy to be here.
Well, thank you, Ken. I appreciate that. Podcasting, I told all the people in our network the story when they joined. Tony Guerra knows this story well, and a podcast that evolved from a student-focused podcast to now a residency-focused podcast. And I said to him, you know, podcasting was not around in pharmacy. I wasn't able to learn about my industry in 2009 and before 2009. And it's amazing when you're looking for guidance and you're looking for leadership. And sometimes you have to look in the mirror. And I learned that the hard way. And if you go back and listen to episode 1 through 200, they're absolutely embarrassing. Just not knowing what to say, lots of ums and buts and uhs, and the quality was absolutely horrible. But it reminds me of what a pharmacist goes through in their own career and how none of us are perfect. And I just wanted to talk with Ken first and just hear from you, Ken. I want you to tell the story about this next level of the evolution of pharmacy, the evolution of the pharmacist, and what that servant leader drive is of the concierge pharmacist.
Well, Todd, all I have to say about that is that really you saved my life. I was suffering from CRAPS, which was chronic retail acute pharmacy syndrome. Every bone in my body, every follicle of hair on my head, and everything about me hurt. And my hurt most in retail pharmacy, and I was a chain store manager and pharmacist and Paragon winner and an emerging leader. It just wasn't enough because I wanted more, and my heart hurt that I couldn't stay with the patients and I couldn't deal with the patients. So the concierge pharmacist model was made so that I could basically do more as a pharmacist. And I went across the street and collaborated with a doctor. And it's so basic and so simple. And there are not a lot of fancy words that go to being a concierge pharmacist. It's about how putting a pharmacist at the point of care to help patients manage their medications and their overall wellness simply is a good idea. And we developed it in a manner that there was no out-of-pocket expense for the physician. So who wouldn't want them in their office to deliver better patient care? And that's really the ultimate story about why RxVIP was developed. And now through strategic relationships with technology partners and very, very strong affiliations with many other entities in the pharmacy industry, we're able to do this on a national basis and give pharmacists an opportunity to practice at the height of their profession, at the height of their diploma, and even at the license that they get when they get their State Board of Pharmacy certifications after they graduate. So we're very proud of the team that we have that we put together to really create a paradigm shift on the way pharmacists can practice their profession.
Well, I appreciate that. And that's really the heart of what I'm advocating for in all facets of pharmacy. The way that we really want to get away from putting in the numbers and the checking of the boxes to ensure that we can literally get paid in order to move forward in a process. And instead of it being a process, it's a patient, and our in embracing that patient and embracing what it means to be a healthcare provider. There's organizations out there that are supporting our pharmacists to do what they're supposed to be doing and to remove barriers from the pharmacist's road to delivering care. And I've been told by so many pharmacist owners and entrepreneurs that there's two pains in the evolution of their careers and also in owning even a pharmacy, and that's the changing of a pharmacy management system and how disruptive that is. And then, of course, number one is always the changing of their wholesale partner and how painful that can be. And Brian, you have such insight into where pharmacy has been and where it's going, and the importance, right down to the importance, the heart of this is the patient relationship and how AmerisourceBergen has learned over a course of many, many years in evolution of yourself and of your own company to remove those barriers, to make the intimacy between the patient and the pharmacist greater. So I just want to hear from you, Brian, because I'm just excited that you're here with us today.
Sure. Thanks, Todd. And I'll kind of maybe build a little bit on what Ken just mentioned from that personal perspective. You know, if you think about that connection between the pharmacist and the patient, right, and how the positive impact of that relationship can be, especially in a community setting, where pharmacists are the most accessible healthcare provider in their communities. You know, we feel that the health and well-being of that pharmacist and how they engage every day is directly related to the health and well-being of the pharmacy in which they work, whether that's the pharmacy that they own or whether that's a pharmacy that they work in as a pharmacist in charge or a staff pharmacist. And a lot of what we've been focused on is really trying to do everything we can as that wholesale partner to enhance that business of pharmacy. AmerisourceBergen is very much a pharmaceutical-centric business. Almost every single business division within ABC is directly related to the provision of pharmaceuticals and pharmaceutical care, even to the extent within animal health. And so we are a pharmaceutical-driven organization. And because of that, really everything that we do in terms of our support services, whether it's Good Neighbor Pharmacy or other support services, is really around enhancing that business relationship and enhancing the health and well-being of that pharmacy business, therefore the health and well-being of the pharmacist providing that care and the staff, and hopefully ultimately the outcomes of that patient. And really the key priorities that we are focused on right now, and this has been a big focus of ours and will continue to be, really number one is to do everything that we can to use our scale, scope, and expertise to help protect that pharmacy business in the current environment. We all know that the current environment is really challenging right now, in particular from a reimbursement and business model perspective. So strategies to protect the business model, even in these challenging times, number one. Number two is to increase the awareness of patients out there of the value that pharmacists can provide them, right? We all know as pharmacists what we're able to do under that license and what we're taught. But unfortunately, a lot of times patients aren't aware of that until they have that personal relationship. So helping to increase the awareness of what pharmacists can do, and then to help attract and retain those best customers into that pharmacy is a key to a lot of the services we provide. And then third, which ties directly into what Ken and his company are providing and Nathan as well, is really proactively offering solutions and services to help them expand their business beyond just the traditional dispense, right? So this gets into additional revenue streams, being fairly compensated for that care beyond the dispense, and to be able to participate in value-based models is critical, right? So that's number three. And then number four is really advocating for comprehensive payment reform in terms of removing those restrictions to what pharmacists can do in their communities, but also, again, creating new and productive models for pharmacies and pharmacists to get fairly compensated. So that's what we're all about. And a lot of the changes that we're making to our programs are doing that. And we're just really excited to have great partners like APPA and others to help us do that.
Well, I appreciate that, Brian. And I echo what you're saying to the listeners today. It's about playing that special role that you went to school for and all the experience that you had and the transition of your own career. And every day when you are in touch with that patient, imagining what they're going through, through a chronic condition, a sickness, having the empathy for them, understanding that that they don't get it. They don't know why their copay has changed, and they're really taking it out on you as the pharmacist when you know that prior authorization isn't going through or something has changed. And it's all, every single one of us, pharmacist or not pharmacist, that are in this industry, our pharmacy technicians, for example, in this industry who are career technicians, they take it so seriously, just as if they were a pharmacist themselves, and how they know they're the right hand of that pharmacist. It's the reason that OnScript, which is one of our podcasts that's dedicated to the technician, is in place. And NHA and Jeremy Sasser has been so committed to that publication. It's the players that understand how to leverage the technology. Dr. Jason Cavallina, knowing exactly in our evidence-based podcast, he knows how to build the collaboration just by interviewing someone, interviewing a physician in our care collaboration podcast. And when we reach out to organizations like the NCPA and the APHA and Pharmacists United for Truth and Transparency, PUT, when they start participating and they're giving us these stories and the information and the facts, it's become to me a education of not only the care side, but education of the business side. And Nathan, you and I have had stories after stories of pharmacists who have talked to us, business owners and scientists and in organizations that concentrate on pharmacogenomics, to bring together the coupling of everything that has brought us to this day in early 2020. Even though we're going through this pandemic, things have still moved forward. And the reason I invited you here, other than being a partner, which I love you for that, is the fact that you are kind of bringing together so many pieces of a puzzle to remove barriers in the business of pharmacy to ultimately start caring for the patient in an accelerated manner so that the pharmacist gets to be what they've always wanted to be, which is really that patient touch. And instead of being daunted and being held back by so many of the processes that have been in place. And one of those, of course, is reimbursement and the whole meaning of of why we concentrate on a series called PBM Reform. So Nathan, I want you to chime in and give our listeners that dream of where we're going to go in the next 1,000 episodes.
Yeah, thanks, Todd. I appreciate it. You know, I've got a kind of a unique perspective on the pharmacy industry in that I have not been in the game for as long and don't have the background or experience that many of the other folks on the podcast today do. But that I look at that almost as an opportunity to bring fresh ideas and some out-of-the-box concepts to the industry that are very much needed. You know, the kind of mantra or intention of the new APPA is to really bring turnkey or managed solutions to the marketplace that enable pharmacies to take advantage of the strategic partnerships that exist around them, but utilize those resources in a new way. Fortunately, we've been in good company with folks like Ken and with folks like Brian to align ourselves to be able to deliver these services. It's taking those strategic partnerships to really bring about the vision. So, you know, from a high level, APPA is really looking to come to the marketplace and help pharmacy solve three core problems. You know, one is just growth, being able to leverage our outside databases and access to patients to drive those patients in network. And then once those folks are in the pharmacy, to utilize our technology resources and our HR resources and the strategic partnerships that Ken and ABC bring to the table in order to manage that patient population in a new way, and to take advantage of some of the current environments that offer pharmacies a pathway to provider status, leveraging telehealth and CCM, remote patient monitoring, and other opportunities that create billable events beyond dispensing. And last is really looking at how we get involved on the commodity side of the game. And you know, we took a look at the marketplace and are very excited to partner with ABC on this opportunity to really be pharmacy focused, pharmacy first, and ultimately patient focused. And we feel that, you know, ABC's kind of core value proposition aligns with ours, and that we really want to come to the marketplace and offer managed and viable solutions that are really going to help the pharmacist and the pharmacy owners, you know, not just stay in business, because most are out there struggling even beyond just the current COVID environment, but to actually thrive and to be successful. And that takes, you know, it takes a team, and it also takes a little bit of vision in order to diversify those revenue streams into other pathways, none of which is easy. And we're excited that we have the caliber of partnerships available to us in order to make those necessary changes. So at the end of the day, you know, we're real excited about what's to come. You know, folks are definitely in the process right now of trying to find a new path forward. And I think with the marriage of the new provider status, the telehealth components, some of the back office technology solutions that are available, and the alignment that those solutions have been put in place with the dispensing and the commodity, you know, I think pharmacists and pharmacies should be excited about what's to come. You know, we're currently dealing with a huge challenge, but there is light at the end of the tunnel.
Absolutely. And I really hone in on the word partnerships and being choosy about the partners that you have in that inner circle. And for our listeners, if you are running a team of pharmacists, or you're running your own pharmacy, or you're looking to purchase a pharmacy, those partnerships are everything. And I've learned hard way, and there's been good and there's been bad out of my own choices of partners and over the years, and starting in pharmacy in 2004 and where I am today. But there have been organizations, there have been people like Jeff Hedges with RJ Hedges and Associates, who does the pharmacy compliance guide, that I want to thank, and the student channel, the pharmacy future leaders. There have been a half dozen pharmacists who have participated in hosting that channel. And what that means, that's the oncoming you know, people that have vision, that are there are P1s through 4s and residents who are looking to put their mark in patient care. Organizations that really have vision, like PDS, the Pharmacy Development Services team, and their participation in the network. the conscious pharmacist, Michelle Sherman, who's been a servant leader in the HIV space and understanding the additional stress on patients that are going through that. And Brian, you mentioned the need to be focused on policy development and payer changes. And the Pharmacy Podcast has dedicated an entire channel to PolitiTalk RX, which does focus on those issues. And there have been several repeating people. I want to give a shout out to Congressman Buddy Carter for being back on our show and being back on our as an interviewee 4 or 5 different times, just sharing not only his own mission in pharmacy, but also as a congressman, somebody as a state representative that gives us a wider vision of what's happening in our nation. And I'm excited about where the network is going. The non-traditional pharmacist podcast, gentlemen, started out as being kind of a side thing that's really becoming a core because there's so many new opportunities for pharmacists coming out of school that you'd never have thought of a pharmacogenomics focused a pharmacist, 5, 10 years ago, but now that's actually a thing. And the Lux pharmacist, Madeline Aquiano, who believes in her health system drive to really embrace the residency role and where that's going to take our next pharmacy leaders. So I want to just thank the entire listener base who have helped us grow. We're hovering right around that 80,000 listener mark, 1,000 podcasts later, 11 years into this. This has been my dream to be weaving subject matter expert and leadership together to make things happen. This is not about podcasting. Podcasting just happens to be the medium that I picked up because I drove an hour and 10 minutes one way and wanted to listen to something about the industry that I absolutely love and have put my entire life into over the last 20 years. And it's the people that I've met that have meant the most to me. And I just want to give a shout out to all of you listening and all of the people that have followed us on Twitter and on LinkedIn and the comments and the support that I've got, the critiquing that I've got. I've got lots of critics out there telling me how to make things better, but I take that to heart. I absolutely do. I want, Will Solomon has given me much insight into how to make a publication better, and the Pharmacy Times team have helped out. Our occupation station leaders with Albany College of Pharmacy and Medicine and how they've driven many of their own leaders as being one of the top pharmacy schools in the entire nation. How proud am I to have these organizations part of the Pharmacy Podcast Network, which leads me back to Ken. I want you just to share with the listeners the short story about you getting your mug that I sent you that I really thought was a way of making sure that you were going to stay, because I was like, this guy's been around for so many years. If I send him a coffee mug, he'll definitely sign up.
Well, Todd, that's really what closed the deal, because I couldn't spell podcast. I had no idea what it was. And I had just recently broken my mug from the New York Islanders. I'm a hockey fan. And when you sent me the mug, it was December 13th. I'm not going to say what year it was, because it doesn't matter. Because every year on December 13th, I celebrate the fact that you helped me change those letters that I mentioned before to things like collaboration, relationships, an action plan, and partnership that leads to success. So you turned the craps that I had as a retail pharmacist into the craps that I had to really change my life and change my career. And where we are now is we're rebuilding a healthcare system that's broken through COVID-19. And when you build something, you need to build anchors. You need to put anchors in the ground. And from 4 perspectives on this call, the anchors of rebuilding the infrastructure of really the healthcare industry, where the pharmacist becomes part of the care team, a leader in the care team, as you and I say, the hub, the concierge hub. And I believe this initiative and initiatives that come as a result of these relationships are creating the first pharmacist benefit manager association partnership in the healthcare industry. We can talk and we will advocate for reform. we can get that situation addressed, and it must. But the pharmacist and showing the benefits to them is what is going to change our profession, not just for the ones who are in it, but the ones who are coming. And we mentor the next generation. We incubate the next generation and put them on a pathway to provider status from the day they get introduced to RxVIP until the day that they get their diploma, where they can start to practice as a pharmacist and make a living and save lives. So really, Todd, the coffee cup, the mug, which is still on my desk right here, I'm looking at it, not for nothing. After a couple of years, you know, you can send me another one. Maybe one of those cooler things, like those Gronk things that hold cold water, because I'm drinking a lot of water. But really, that, Todd, showed your commitment to family. You wanted me part of your family, and you and I have developed a relationship that is like family. You're a brother from another mother. And we talk every Saturday in our fireside chats, and we learn from each other, and we grow together. And that's what we need right now as we stand up to COVID. Even though we're isolated, we need to stay together. So part of our initiative is to stand up to COVID. And we have launched a national campaign. And all the people on this call are part of it. Through Newswire, we're doing press releases. And we're talking about how pharmacists can save lives. And this is the most important part of everything we do. We're in a situation that none of us have ever lived through, and God forbid none of us ever have to. And it's about the patient saving their lives, not just of the people who have COVID, but the millions and tens of millions of chronically ill patients like myself. I am a Medicare patient with comorbid conditions and multiple medications. I need the connection to the pharmacist and the physician through telehealth. And if I need it, then the people who I am mentoring to deliver it to others, I need to put 100%, 120% of my effort into that. Because people's lives will be lost who don't have COVID if we don't do remote patient monitoring and the clinical services that we went to school for and used them on telehealth. So Todd, it wasn't just a coffee mug. It was a picture of life that you gave me, and I'm so proud to be here to celebrate your 1,000th podcast, and thank you for having me.
Thank you. Brian, it's amazing you've been around in the industry. We build our careers, and sometimes I feel like we're just starting. And at the 1,000th episode, with the type of partnerships that I finally received and built, I do feel like I'm just beginning. Do you ever feel like that sometimes?
Absolutely. I mean, I've been in the industry for a long time in a lot of different roles, and it's rapidly changing. And so every day is a new challenge and a new opportunity. And as long as you keep your eyes and ears open and your perspective wide, you know, there's many more years of great stuff to come. So, you know, one thing real quick, if you don't mind, I'll just add on to Ken, what you were talking about. You know, the response to pharmacists' response to this COVID crisis. There are tons and tons of stories out there, and I just invite the listeners to read some of those stories. We have a site called wearegmp.com, Fearless Pharmacy, and there's just great stories. It's not about Good Neighbor Pharmacy. It's truly about the pharmacies out there that are heroes in their communities and the stories that have been shared over the past, you know, month and a half or so. So, more stories can be added. So I love the Fearless Pharmacy concept, because what you're talking about, Ken, and the vision that we're all sharing for the future is about the role of pharmacists being fearless in times of need. Could not be more proud to be part of this profession right now.
Well, Brian, if Todd will tee it up, I will host that Fearless Pharmacy podcast, because clearly I have no life. This is my life. This is my life. And I would be proud on behalf of AmerisourceBergen and all of its Good Neighbor Pharmacies, because you are what my dad was many years ago. 65 years ago, he owned an independent pharmacy called Merrick Pharmacy in Jamaica, New York. And when I went there, I learned how to make chocolate egg creams and sell pretzel rods for a penny and bazooka bubblegum. But I saw them talking to a man in a long white coat, and they called him Doc. And I know the Good Neighbor Pharmacy, even though I never owned a pharmacy in my life. I never owned it, but I remember the neighbors, the customers, the people who came in. He knew everybody by name. He knew the children. That's what pharmacy, community pharmacy, Good Neighbor Pharmacy. So being involved with your organization, if anything, to expand that vision. So on behalf of Good Neighbor Pharmacies, my dad, who was a Good Neighbor pharmacist, I would be happy, pleased, and honored to represent your brand in a podcast anytime that that you want, sir.
Thank you, Ken. That means a lot. Appreciate it.
Well, I have to thank all four of you. And in closing, I want to just have Nathan give us what's to come in the next few months in this new age. And I keep thinking back, Nathan, to the conversations that you and I have had about how technology is supposed to be a tool that removes barriers and doesn't create extra barriers. And with your searching and how many platforms you tested and how many times you asked me to look in on something. And I do have a slightly technology black background with the pharmacy management systems, but WellTrack One has been the platform that you chose. So just give a hint to our listeners of what's coming.
Yeah, so I appreciate that. And in an attempt here to simplify the message, you know, APPA is excited to announce our formal relationships with ABC, with RxVIP, with WellTrack One, and all of the other strategic partners that we have come together with to pool resources in order to create a fully managed service. So, you know, to those pharmacists that are looking for something different, to do something some more meaningful, I encourage you to reach out to Ken. For those pharmacy owners that are looking for a solution, you know, both current and in the future, I encourage them to reach out to the American Pharmacy Purchasing Alliance. You know, it is our mission to provide new patient growth, population health management, and an intelligent buying formulary. And we're excited to announce that, you know, that formulary is going to be working directly in partnership with AmerisourceBergen.
Well, that's awesome. I'm excited about that too, because this is a repeat for me of going through it the first time. And before we started recording, Brian and I were talking about some of the amazing people that helped me to get to where I am today in that buying group environment. And give a shout out to Rob Merriweather. He's just been an amazing, not only guide to me, but also a friend. And what do you know, he's part of the AmerisourceBergen team. So that's just a wonderful, I guess, coincidence and aligning of planets in some way. But I just want to thank Brian Nightingale and Ken Sternfeld and Nathan Purcell for being on the 1000th episode of the Pharmacy Podcast Network. We have so much more to do. Like I said to Brian, I think we're just getting started, and I feel like I'm finally at full power. So listeners, I thank you. Please reach out to me and to Nathan and to Brian and to Ken by just sending us a message at Pharmacy Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. You can find us on Google, Pharmacy Podcast. Very easy to find me, Pharmacy Podcast, Todd Urey. Obviously at Todd Urey on Twitter if you want to send me a message. But I appreciate what you're doing. I am your biggest fan, and we'll do anything we can do to help. We thank you so much for listening for all of these years and the 1000th episode. There is so much more to come.